Billy Gibbons is the man who created the Jericho Cup, but he won't be there on Sunday, and Billy's on the line to tell us why. How are you, Bill?
Hey, Matthew. How are you, mate?
I'm better than you, I reckon.
well, I'm pretty resigned to the fact, mate. I don't think I was ever going to get there, but, you know, you always hope. But I'm in the best place, mate. They're looking after me, so mainly I'll be there in 2023.
Absolutely. You just had a little bit of a health setback.
Yeah, we're getting there.
All right, lovely. Have you got a Channel 78 TV set up in those?
Yeah. It's set up, no worries. Yeah, I mean, that's kept me through the day. I was finished up watching Hong Kong at 10 o'clock at night or something. I'm a tragic.
Well, we know you're a tragic punter as well, so I don't know what the balance is like over the last few days. What's it going to be like watching your creation from afar, do you think?
As I said, you go up and down. It's going to be great because it's going to be a great race, I think. I hope I'm not anticipating too much, but it's a very even race. I'm real interested to see what prices they put up, because there won't be any 100-to-1 shots in the race. I mean, they've all got a chance. And it's so unknown, you know, the Kiwi's probably the favourite, I suppose. He's got a lump 70, and 4,600 is a long way to carry it. I'm just very happy about that. Now, I listened to your interview with Andrew Kelly last night about Courtney Midnight, and I couldn't go to sleep. I hadn't heard it before. Pearl of a story that is, you know, to win the consolation last year, and it goes back 120-year history of the family, four generations. And if he could just fluke the race, it would, as I've said, I reckon it'd be a 20-part Netflix series out of it.
No, no doubt. There's a certain romance about it too, with the delivery of the letter to the loved ones up near Birdship, and then the subsequent tie-ins with the two families. Yeah,
and the diary coming back with the diary, and getting married, six kids, and now Luke Williams has got them out.
No, how amazing. What a lovely story that is as well, after a couple of years ago. Catherine Durden's...
They better get their bloopers ready.
That's right. Kath Durden's story was interesting too. Unfortunately, Frankenstar hasn't made the final field as a second emergency. And then she told me the story of her great-grandfather who died on the battlefields of Belgium in the First World War, and then subsequent generations have all gone back to pay tribute to. And it's a bit like that American War Memorial in the cemetery in Washington too. She said it was just rows and rows and rows of Anzacs who had perished on the battlefields of Belgium. So there's a story everywhere, isn't there?
Only when I started out, putting it all together, I went down to Warrnambool in December 2015. That's how long it's been going for, as far as seeing people and getting it lined up. And, the penny's only dropped a few months later. When you start talking to people, I sort of worked out that probably one on the average of, how many people breed after having, from four generations ago, how many people would have a connection. I thought about 1 in 100 in Australia might have a connection with the light horse. But when you start talking to racing people, it's about 1 in 4 or 5, they were horsemen 100 years ago and they're horsemen today. And when the Jericho Cup honours the light horse, they're honouring their own history. The Kiwi, one of the relatives of the Kiwis was at Gallipoli. And,
Is that right?
Family. It's a shame. Well, he won at Geelong on
I was hoping that might have got him into the field, to be honest.
No, see, it's all finalised by then. It's 2 weeks out. There's the last. The whole system of getting in is 100 mile away from being perfect, but it's a system.
Yep.
And it surprised me that you got 10 out of the 11 guaranteed starters are fronting up, which is, normally it'd take 12 months later, something's gone wrong, they've stood on a stone or something, gone amiss. But yeah. And the 11th one was a thing owned by the big Perth guy, Peters. He sent it across, to John Leake, but it just wasn't ready for the race. So, you know, it would have been 11 out of 11.
Absolutely. So. And I think this year's race, Bill, with all due respect to Kieran Maher and Cole McKenna and those big powerhouses who it meant as much to them winning it as it has the smaller operators as well. But I think this year the lineup is a little bit more in spirit with the Battler theme, isn't it? You know, it's an open race. There's some small stables. It's going to mean a hell of a lot to some of them. You know, the Savvy Acquisition crew, as you mentioned. Michelle Payne has got a runner, which is fantastic as well. But it's probably going to lend itself a little bit more to the spirit of the race this year with not a powerhouse winning it, probably.
Yeah, that'd be good. But you know, it's still, it's there for everybody. That's the thing. It's not a hard race to get into. When you look at the thing, the last horse in the race has got 2 points. All you got to do is run third in, you know, you run third in a three-horse race and get 1 point.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just got to try them. And everybody, nobody's going to tell you your horses are good enough or not good enough or whatever. You look at the programs and you run your horse and you get points and you'll get in the race. You control, you know, whether you get a run or not. So that's good.
I'm just calling up the forecast. Do you remember the one where it was about 11 degrees? I'm just
trying. Oh, yeah, that was a blaze.
Warrnambool Sunday. Yeah, well, it's going to be a little bit Warrnambool May Carnival-ish. It's going to be about 15 degrees, but that can happen at this time of year with a little bit of rain peppering. But underneath those beautiful trees and indoors, the Matilda Room, plenty of room. Bill, the club is expecting about 5,000 people ambitiously, I think, this year, maybe up to 5,000 and 3,500 last year. What's the ultimate dream for the Jericho Cup when it really finds its feet and gets a free run after COVID and so on? What's the ceiling on how big this event can be, do you think?
Well, as you say, it's Warrnambool, and you only fit so many people in down there. To me, the future is, you know, on Australia wide. It had to be. People say, why Warrnambool? You know, did you come from Warrnambool? No, I just go to Warrnambool every May and have for 40 years or something. But it's the course. It is a magnificent course. It is spectacular. I often quote, I went down there with a mate 20 years ago to watch the May Carnival.
Yep.
You know, the Grand Annual. And I turned around after the Grand Annual and he's sitting there, this bloke with a stupid look at his first race. I said, what's wrong with you? And he said, I've been listening to you guys tell me how good this race was for 20 years. He said, you never got close, how spectacular it is. And that's why, look, the Jericho Cup's a pinch on the Grand Annual as far as, you know, going through the, had to be through the paddocks. And that's what it's spectacular. It's like no other race course. And as you say, the beautiful old trees down there, I think Warrnambool's spoiled, but I think the people down there don't realise how good the place is. Yeah.
No, that's absolutely right, and it's going to be amazing on Sunday as well. It's going to be missing a central piece of the puzzle, and that's you, but you'll be watching from afar, and you'll be there next year, Billy. We'll all be charging a glass to you at the Whalers on Saturday night, and we'll be thinking of you, no doubt, on Sunday, and confident that you'll be fit as a fiddle for next year.
No worries, mate. Good to talk to you.
You too, Bill. Billy Gibbons there, who's